Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam.
Thank you for tuning in to the special holiday edition of Rosie on the House. We're all here. We've got all our family coming in just a little bit later today. We are going to have a house full this holiday. Six kids, 11 grandchildren, and then that doesn't count all the aunts, the uncles, the grandparents, and the whole rest of the gang. We're going to have an absolutely perfectly blessed holiday season, and it is our intent this Saturday morning for the entire Romero family and the Harpers, John J. Harper, here with us in the garden this hour, to just push all this happiness right into your house, right into your car, right into your head, right into your heart. This is the grump-free zone. Merry, Merry Christmas to all our Arizona homeowners. We've got Romy, my co-host, sitting beside me here, ready to take your questions. Go ahead and give us a ring if you're trying to tackle something here this holiday weekend, or you need a gift shopping idea for your Arizona homeowner or your do-it-yourselfer around the house. The number's 1-888-767-4348. Romy and I will put our combined experience together in remodeling. John J. Harper's experience together in the garden and landscaping. Again, thanks this holiday weekend for joining us.
Oh, man, this is a great place to be on Saturday mornings. Getting up this morning, it sure smelled good out. It's all that rain.
Hot diggity dog. That was another nice rain. Nice moisture event for the whole state, I believe.
So good time to get out if you still got a little gardening to do. You know, there's a great gift idea. Do a little gardening for someone else.
There you go.
Somebody that hasn't had a chance to maybe get that vegetable or flower garden prepared or going, get out and do a little sweat equity for them.
That hear that, Romy?
What?
Digging, you don't think I don't have enough chores on my own?
Yes.
You know, it's a kind of a cool Christmas/service deal if you've got maybe an elderly neighbor or somebody. We have a person in our neighborhood that we put up his Christmas lights for him every year because he can't do it. So that's a little selfish on our part, too, because, you know, it makes the whole street look a little more festive, but they appreciate it. So, you know, hanging lights for somebody, putting a tree up for somebody, going and picking the Christmas tree up for somebody. All those little things, you know, that aren't necessarily buying a present, but a great act of service for somebody. And then, of course, the gardening center is full of things, especially for kids. I think, you know, for mom or dad, for a kid, what are you going to get, you know, for $5, $10, you know, well, three or four packs of seed and a little pair of gloves or a little hand tool or, you know, maybe a little pot or, you know, something like that. There's all kinds of little inexpensive stocking stuffer type things that are great last minute gift ideas. You know, you just need that one more thing. And then, of course, there's all the way up to giving them a $500 gift certificate.
There you go.
Which we have for half off at Harper's this weekend. So, you know, Christmas trees and wreaths and poinsettias and all the traditional things are awesome. And I don't know of anybody that ever complained about getting one of those.
Yeah, so. No, neither have I. So in the holiday season, we're all here for you. Julia, our call screener, our daughter, is here to take your question. We've already got Ron calling in from Oro Valley. There are open lines, 1-888-767-4348. Give us a ring. Let's know how we can help you this holiday edition of Rosie on the House. Let's bring Ron into the conversation as the other callers get screened out and we find out who's up to what this particular weekend. Good morning, Ron. Thanks for calling Rosie on the House.
Yeah, I've got a living lime tree. We moved here about 12 years ago, and I've got a living lime tree that we planted in the backyard. And a couple of years ago, we had that hard frost. And so most of the leaves were knocked off the tree and that sort of thing. So last year, we bought some fabric over at the nursery here locally and covered the trees and put floodlights underneath of them in the ground pointing up to keep heat inside the sort of the tent. And last year nor this year are we getting any lemons and limes off of it. Mm-hmm. We have a Meyer lemon in the front yard that we planted 2 or 3 years ago. And last year we got 50 or 60 limes off lemons off it, Meyer lemons, and this year we've got a couple of dozen off of it, and it seems to be doing fine. What can I do with those lemon and limes? Are they dead, or what's going to happen to them?
Well, the situation is the fact that you lost wood or growth on the tree, had to prune it back, and citrus do not produce fruit on new growth. They produce it on 2 year old, your last year's growth. So last year's growth keeps freezing. You will not get any fruit. The Meyer lemon, for some reason, maybe is getting protected enough, or you're not losing, or didn't lose enough of the growth to where that didn't produce fruit. You're still getting some fruit. So we've had that all over Southern Arizona the last few years, because every other year, 07, 09, and 11, or whatever it was, 11 or 12. So every other year there for the last 5 or 6 years, we have had a hard freeze. Very damaging, killing freeze, and especially on limes and lemons. Limes are the very most tender of all the citrus, and then lemons. And when you freeze them that hard and have to remove that much growth, then you got all new growth, and that growth will not produce fruit till the following year, and then it froze again. And so we repeated that several times. So that's the only issue, is, you know,
he's got a temporarily ornamental lime.
Exactly.
And he's in Oral Valley. Limes are the most sensitive of the citrus.
And everywhere they're the most
he's
sensitive.
At like the very top of where you could probably plant and get away with it.
Well,
it might be,
you know,
better doing a container or on a patio.
Right. You know, when I was very young, first starting in the 70s and early 80s, even in Tucson was considered marginal for citrus. And then you start getting out to, you know, in the outlying areas of Tucson, and it is marginal for citrus there. So, yeah, potted dwarf citrus in a patio or container plant, probably a good idea.
Well, I would certainly think he's trying all the right things.
Yeah.
Tint it with uplights.
Short of building a complete greenhouse over it.
I mean, you're working hard for him, but...
I empathize, but, you know, it's just, I don't know what else you really would do other than, like Romy said, you know, if it just keeps happening and you really want limes and lemons, they do make dwarf make. They grow.
Graft grow.
Dwarf limes and lemons, and they are great little patio container plants.
Ron, we appreciate the call. Hope that helps. I hope that doesn't discourage you. I hope it just encourages you. Keep those new growth limbs under the tent in the lights, and keep us posted. Talk to you in 2 years.
For that region, if you wanted something that, let's say he does do that, he rips it out, puts a dwarf mm-hmm. on, he could put a lot of stone fruits back in there. I mean, he could get apples or peaches, that kind of chill hours. He has a lot of options for other edible plants.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, that we start getting at that elevation in those areas around Tucson and over towards Wilcox, and, you know, that part of the state is where they're growing lots of different stone fruits and deciduous fruit trees. So great idea.
Everybody in the public mistakes me for a guy that knows something about gardening. And I've been asked all week long, is it too late to plant winter grass? And I said, well, you're planting or are you just spot treating? So, I mean, it's never
late, right? You could plant it if you can find the seed. Anybody that still has seed, number one, it will come up and germinate. It will be pretty slow doing it. But sure, you could still do it.
Folks ask me all the time, you know, well, I've got one area of the lawn that didn't come up, or the birds got it. You know, it's thin here, but you can always embellish it in those little weak areas, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The biggest challenge now might be finding somebody that has some seed to do that with. Mm. But, you know, once you get to a point, usually we kind of say Thanksgiving's the drop dead date for us, and we just quit bringing it in. You know, you're just like, well, you know.
That's a lot of floor space for not a product that may not have a lot of demand after that time.
Yeah, you know, and the seed doesn't get any better after it's been there a while. So, you know, it gets to a point where you kind of quit stocking it. So
how long can you keep it as a homeowner? So you buy
seed?
It, have to, yeah.
Oh, you know, it doesn't go bad all at once. You know, after a few years, keep it dry, obviously. Probably keep it out of extreme heat. But I've had seed that was a couple of years old germinate.
Okay.
So I just recommend folks always hold some seed back when you're doing your lawn in October. You know, keep 5 or 10 pounds back. And then I use that seed the following year and hold 5 or 10 fresh pounds of seed back. So you've always got about a little reserve. So you, this time of year, what typically happens is we get that first frost and the Bermuda grass finally goes dormant. And then you realize, oh, that wasn't right. That lawn wasn't all winter rye. There was some Bermuda in there that was still green. Now I got a little bit of a brown patch here And so now I want to go in and gussy those areas up a little bit. I need some seed, and you're scrambling around looking for 1 or 2 pounds of seed, which a pound of seed will do about 100 square feet. So you literally only need a pound maybe. So take 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 pounds, stick it in a paper bag, put it in the garage closet, and then you'll have it.
I have a question. Like, if I don't do winter lawn through my whole lawn, I usually just do it in an area. But where is that winter grass coming up volunteer that I didn't plant? Is that a dormant seed that waited all year to come up?
Well, some of the perennial ryegrasses will come back. It may not have died completely down. It just kind of was very short. You know, it may have died to the root. Root stayed alive. The overlying Bermuda grass shaded it and protected it. Happens pretty frequently in people's yards that have big shade trees. In fact, some yards that have enough shade, they just don't ever, the ryegrass stays green year round if it's shady enough. So that's what's happened is, and then there are some, you know, nasty little things like Poa annua and that, you know, is a actual weed seed that does come back every year. And it, you don't want that.
But. No, you don't want that. Folks, it's the holiday Christmas weekend edition of Rosie on the House. We're in the garden with John J. Harper, and we'll be right back. Joan, hang on. You're our next caller.